Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 15th. Today, we'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 45. You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. The name that is greater than the giant you face. What David said to Goliath as they closed for battle revealed his heart and passion for God's great name. Surely the giant was both impressive and terrifying to behold. He was a giant of a man, 9 feet tall, dressed in the finest armor and carrying sword, spear, and javelin, while young David wore a shepherd's garb and carried only a sling and a stone. Yet God delivered Goliath into David's hand, defeating the great giant with a small stone. It was this same David who, inspired of the Holy Spirit, wrote, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." We can depend on God's name for victory in our lives too. The name of Jesus is given to us to call upon. We can ask anything in Jesus' strong name, and the Father hears us. What giant are you facing today? Call upon Jesus. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Let's pray. Dear Father, some days we know what giants we face, and others they reveal themselves during the day's journey. Yet we would always desire to go out in your great name. We don't want to leave our homes this morning in Saul's worldly armor, but in your armor, which is your great name. Fill us afresh with your Spirit as we carry your name with us all the day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.